Well, something to always look forward to on a Monday afternoon is our Pearls of Wisdom with Dr. Pearl Coupe. And today's no different. She is with us once again. Dr. Pearl, welcome back. It's good to have you, right? We welcomed you back after a long, well, it was just one week.
Maybe it seems longer.
It felt like it was long.
Oh, so y'all missed me.
Well, yeah, we were glad to have you back last week, and we're still glad because now it's still feeling like she just returned, right?
I think I need to do these periodic disappearances
so
that you miss me more.
Please, no more punishment. It's okay. It's enough. Dr. Pearl, last week we started a conversation, which is quite a challenging one, right?
Right.
Living beneath your purpose.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, last week we went through issues around understanding purpose, that God created us for purpose, you know, and we talked a few things, setting a foundation around that. So this week, I just want to take it a little bit higher, a little bit, you know, another dimension kind of thing. And the whole theme, the thread that's going through all of them is the understanding, of course, that we were created for purpose, and also don't live beneath that purpose. Because many of us, our goals, our targets, our lifestyle, the way we live our lives clearly shows that, look, we don't know what our purpose is. I mean, we wake up, we go to work, you know, same everything. There's like a routine that we do. And the way we conduct our life doesn't really show that we appreciate that we were created for purpose and created to make a difference. So it's just, it's almost, I feel, Z, like it's almost like we tolerate the day just to make it through the day. Like, oh, I made it through a day, and then just to get home and sleep. And that's concerning to me, because, you know, when you just live to tolerate and just to sustain, like today, okay, I made it through work and another month, I made another month and got another salary. And yeah, and I'm able to pay the bills. So if you are at that level of, you know, your day starts with just going to make some money, and the end of the month, you're happy because now you can pay the bills and cover the bills. I can guarantee you that that's not why God created you. So you are definitely, many of us, living beneath purpose because we're just living to survive. And survival is never God's best for us. Thriving is where we're supposed to be. Thriving and walking and moving in purpose. We were never created just to kind of have your head above the water and pay. I done paid my bills now. And yeah, you know, I made it through another month. No, that was definitely not. We were created to do much more than that. So this is just a wake-up call. And this is our second session, of course, episode. Wake-up call to say, come on, guys. And, you know, the beauty about discovering your purpose and walking in it is life becomes so much exciting. I mean, you know, when you wake up and you know that this is what I was created for, God has general purpose for us as believers. And then there's a specific purpose for what you were created for. We discussed it last time. But when you know what that purpose is, you literally start looking for opportunities because you know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is my assignment. So your eyes become so much wider, open to your purpose, to opportunities, to knowing that, hey, this is an opportunity for me to excel in my purpose. So on this episode, I really wanted to talk about preparation. And for this episode and the next one, I wanted to talk about Esther. Esther, and using her as a case study. You know, we lawyers, we like case studies. We like to research and research people. And I like to do case studies in the Bible to find out lessons learned. What must I do and what must I avoid doing? Because, you know, there are a lot of people that we learn from in the Bible that don't do this, you know, few mess ups there. So, yeah, I want us to look at the aspect of preparation. Because definitely, if we do not prepare and if we do not know what our purpose is, and then if we do not prepare for that purpose, you are definitely going to live beneath your purpose. You're not going to fulfill purpose. So last time we discussed about understanding what your purpose is. Now I want to talk about preparing for that purpose, because we have this thing. We live in a generation where there are a couple of diseases syndromes that we suffer from. And I think one of them is entitlement syndrome. I think we just wake up and feel that we're entitled. Why? Just because I woke up as Mzalani. I'm entitled to have this soft life. Even if I don't work, I just receive. I receive.
God must just serve me.
Yep. God's my, you know, my personal ATM machine. So we come from a place of entitlement. We don't understand that hard work is one of the principles that God actually tells us about in the Bible. So there's the aspect of entitlement, and then there's the aspect of us wanting immediate success. We don't like to be processed. We don't like, no. It's like now, a God of now, the immediately, the suddenly, the, you know, we know all the words that have to do with suddenly and now. Yeah. But for us, the four letter words, we don't like our wait and, you know, all those kind of, we don't like doing that. So preparation. It's part of the process. And Esther, I wanted to say, in Esther 2:7, when you read Esther 2:7, it tells us about how she prepared. She spent 12 months in preparation, and it tells us about the oils she was using. So I want to say this, that you're definitely going to live beneath your purpose if you not only don't know what your purpose is, but you also don't prepare for that purpose. So let me give you an example. For instance, I'm a lawyer, and God definitely, part of my purpose is to function within the justice realm, within justice. So not only did I prepare for law school, in fact, there are areas of law school that kind of did not prepare me properly because it prepared me according to the worldly system.
Yeah.
But so I prepared for it in partially by going to law school and also partially by removing those aspects that actually diluted my spiritual purpose of justice, of taking the justice gates. So that's another preparation, that sometimes we have to undo some wrong learnings. So preparation involves educating yourself on kingdom principles, etc., and unlearning wrong principles that you may have picked up in the world. And also just preparing yourself, you know, with the word, preparing yourself on the inside and outside. It was interesting to me that one of the oils that Esther used, which is myrrh. Myrrh is used for healing and cleansing. So, you know, we may all have just thought that Esther was on a beauty treatment. Oh, yes, girl, you know, do that. Fix that hair. Make them eyebrows on fleek, you know.
Get that glow up.
Get the glow up, girl. Put the eyelashes on, you know, buy them fingernails and put the weave on, whatever. But it was not just about the glow up externally. It was about an internal glow up. It was about character. So each one of those oils represented something that had to do with improvement of character and processing of her inside and inner man. And like I said, myrrh represents healing and cleansing. So for us to be able to move into that place now moving to a higher dimension and not operating below our purpose, not only know your purpose, but also prepare yourself for that purpose. And Esther is a great example of preparation. So for this episode, yeah,
sure.
That's what I wanted to share on is, yes, stop living beneath your purpose. There's a higher purpose. Can you imagine that, you know, I think I said this before, that, you know, I observed one day a fly and somebody killed a fly. And I was like asking myself, you know, who knows what that fly was doing, et cetera. Does anybody even know that that fly is dead?
Do they even care?
Who do you even care? Do you even mourn that fly? And that's when I made a resolution and I resolved that, listen, I'm not going to die like a fly because, you know, I must have achieved something. There must be a legacy and a footprint that, you know, is hanging down like that fly. That buddy out there, that's not my portion, as they say in Nigeria. Tofi Akwa, God forbid that I must have left something behind. So there's a purpose that we all have to leave behind, a legacy, a footprint. Don't be like that fly that somebody just squashed with a newspaper. Kacha!
Yeah.
and nobody even cares. Like, flies down, fly down.
Yeah.
You know, there were no emergency calls. Rescue 911. Hey, there's a situation here. We got a situation because one fly is down.
Nobody knew.
No.
Yeah.
No. So don't be like that.
And, amen. And
yeah, let's not live beneath our purpose. Let's be excited by our purpose. Wake up every morning. If waking up and going to work is a problem for you and you are, you know, just like dragging your feet, I would suggest to you, as we say in law, in the legal field, I respectfully put it to you that you may just be living beneath purpose.
Sure.
Yeah, but when you are fully engaged, locked into purpose, it's exciting. You wake up looking for opportunities to express that purpose, to walk in that purpose, to connect to that purpose, and to demonstrate that purpose that God put you in. So, yeah, amazing. Stop living beneath. Stop it.
Thank you, Dr. Pearl.